Next Tuesday's primary election may feel like deja vu for residents of the 13th Congressional District in Upper Manhattan and parts of the Bronx. Congressman Charles Rangel is once again facing a challenge from State Senator Adriano Espaillat, who narrowly lost to Rangel in the Democratic primary in 2012. But the city has shifted in a decidedly progressive direction since then. In a race that could hinge on a small number of votes, WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on how those forces are organizing as they head into the crucial final weekend.
State Senator Adriano Espaillat stands below the rumbling subway platform at Dyckman Street in Inwood just after 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday. His blue striped shirt and tie are still crisp, like his team of supporters who turn out with him in a show of strength.
Young man, how are you? Senator Espaillat, right here.
In their last matchup 2 years ago, Espaillat lost to Rangel by a mere 1,100 votes. Thanks to last year's election for mayor, there are more than 45,000 new Democrats registered in this district compared to 2012. But turnout in midterm primaries is notoriously low, and holding a primary in June doesn't help.
You know, we have to engage those new voters. I think many of them will come out, and they will come out in my favor. And
at this first campaign stop of the day, I ask about a pledge he made in February to campaign so hard he'd lose 20 pounds and wear out 3 pairs of shoes. Espaillat says he's already working on his 3rd pair.
I'm starting to feel my soul in this one. I think maybe I can take it before the end of the campaign.
Espaillat has picked up endorsements all spring from supporters who want to be on the right side of the city's rising progressive tide. He has the Working Families Party and some influential elected officials.
It's time for change, time for new leadership, new vision. One voice, Adriano Espaillat. Supported by our Bronx Democratic Party, Council Speaker Melissa Malveguerito, and our Bronx Board President Rubén Díaz Jr.
Add to that list some major labor unions who spend time and money communicating to their members.
Hello, Elaine. Elaine, this is Chris Santoro. I'm calling you from the United Federation of Teachers. I want to let you know that we've endorsed Adriana Espaillat for Congress.
The United Federation of Teachers backed Rangel 2 years ago, but now they've switched, citing Espaillat's support for pre-K funding and opposition to standardized tests for young students.
He's got a wonderful record on education, and we really need to support him. So we're hoping that you'll join us in doing so. Thank you so much.
If that sounds like the odds are stacked against Rangel, there are signs that Espaillat's progressive backing is not rock solid.
Espaillat, yes, has definitely picked up, you know, lots of progressive endorsements, but that in many ways is them prospecting, making the assumption that he will actually be able to win.
Christina Greer, a political science professor at Fordham University, says it makes sense that some would hedge their bets. Case in point, the Working Families Party endorsed Espaillat at their convention in May, but there are a few signs they are working to get out the vote for Espaillat in the Democratic primary. The WFP ballot line is actually being held by a lawyer named Kenneth Schaefer. If Rangel wins next week, he could still end up on the WFP ballot in the fall.
Politically, it seems like they're up in the air and there's some internal divisions that they need to figure out.
After all, Rangel has already won 22 times in the last 44 years, and he has some formidable supporters, former President Bill Clinton, U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, and 1199, the healthcare workers union, known for their prowess getting voters to the polls on Election Day. The union says it has almost 10,000 members who live in the district. George Gresham is the union president.
But if it's not broke, we're not going to try to fix it. And Charlie Rangel isn't broken. He's been standing up for the workers, and we strongly feel that he has earned the right to run for this last term.
In the oppressive afternoon heat, the 84-year-old congressman keeps cool inside Caridad, a Latin restaurant in the Bronx. Rhinestone-studded peace symbol cufflinks and monogrammed cuffs peek out from under the sleeves of his suit jacket.
Have a seat.
Rangel sits at a large, round table with 7 other men, mainly from the livery cab industry. In the seat next to him is Steve Santana, head of the William Jefferson Clinton Political Club. Santana says he's been knocking on doors for Rangel.
We see how Charlie is well known for all those years that he has worked for the community. I'm Dominican. you know, and I'm working with Charlie.
If Espaillat wins, he would become the first Dominican-American elected to Congress. But Rangel is relying on the district's older Puerto Rican and African-American voters who have supported him in the past. He's been chided for using Espaillat's heritage as a wedge issue. But the wily veteran of the streets of Upper Manhattan is not backing down.
I wasn't that confident when this election started. But I can't begin to tell you, a lot of Dominicans want a Dominican in Congress, but they don't want Espaillat. Now, so.
Hello, how do you know? I won. I'm running for Congress. We'll leave today.
At the Lincoln Houses in East Harlem, a third candidate hopes the back and forth between the incumbent and the challenger will create an opening for him. Michael Walrond is the pastor of the First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem. The 43-year-old spent an hour door-knocking his way down the 14 floors of one of the buildings.
A lot of great leaders, a lot of great people and good people I've known and I've met have been dissuaded from running in for political office in this community because of the machine and because of the cliquish nature of it. And I've never been part of that from the time I've been here for 10 years. And so to let them know, you don't have to get permission to run. You run. If you feel the compulsion, the calling, you do it. You move forward.
Whether it's your first run or your last.
So thank you so much. I love you all. You're not going to get rid of me that easy. Thank you so much.
For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.